اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرج.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Thank you so much for joining us today in this session. I really welcome you all. And also, most importantly, our respected brothers here, Brother Sayyid Ali Nasir, Brother Fawad Haider, and Brother Hussein Ruhullah. Welcome to today's session. How are you, Hussein Ruhullah?
Fine, sir. How
Fine?
Are you?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you. How about Fawad Haider?
Fine, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, thank you, I'm good. How about Sayyid Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah, okay. So, the first thing that every teacher, now I'm talking to you as Quran teachers, okay? The first thing that you should focus in your classes, inshallah, it should be paying attention to the pronunciation of the letters. Because all the words of the Quran Kareem, you see that they are made up with like letters. So the letters need to be pronounced correctly. And from the exact point of our articulation, okay? So, dad must be pronounced as dad. Sad must be pronounced as sad, not seen, okay? Thal, dha, ta, ayn, ghain, qaf, whatever. All the letters must be pronounced clearly and correctly. That is the first step. Wherever, inshallah, you start, like recitation or reading of the Quran Kareem, okay, what we call it in Farsi, Rukhani and Rawan Khani, okay, you have to start from the basic lessons, and that is the alphabet letters. Okay, you go through the alphabet letters, the pronunciation, then the different forms, okay, they, for example, at the beginning of the word, it comes this way, in the middle of the word, it comes this way, and finally, at the end of the word, it comes this way. So you have to focus on all of them, help the students, okay, to learn them, to be able to identify them in the words, okay? That's it. Then go to the vowel sounds and continue, okay? So in Tajweed as well, whenever, inshallah, you finish level 1 and level 2 of reading and fluency of the Quran Kareem, when it comes to Tajweed, you have to start again with the pronunciation, review the pronunciations, as we did, okay, in the class. So the first step in Tajweed, what we did was the correct pronunciation of the letters, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And then we continue towards like the differences between long vowel sounds and short vowel sounds. We focused on them, okay? Like long and short vowel sounds, okay? Then we continue towards some like important rules about nun mushaddad, right? Do you remember that?
Yes.
Do you remember that? Okay, nun mushaddad. How many counts should we pronounce nun mushaddad?
Two counts.
Okay, two counts. With a?
Ghunna
sound. Or nasal sound. Great. For example, an.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
The Rabbinas, two counts. Okay? Then Mim Mushadat was also there.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
But the very important lesson, which was in Tajweed, and that was kind of difficult as well, there were four difficult different rules. Yeah?
Yes.
About Nun Sakina and?
Tanween.
Tanween and Nun Sakina. So what were those rules?
Izhar, idghar, ikhfa, iqlab.
Ahsan, mashallah. Izhar, ikhfa,
idgham,
idgham, and
iqlab.
So these four different rules, they are amongst the most important rules, okay? Yeah. Because they, if you practice them, if you apply them, okay, in your recitation and reading, so the recitation and reading will be much more beautiful.
Yes.
Okay? That's it. That was the most important, those four rules, okay? They were the most important. Now, inshallah, we'll go through the ayats of the Quran Kareem, then inshallah, we'll apply them, okay? Once more and review them practically. And there was another lesson, which was qalqala. You remember that, yeah? What was qalqala?
A bouncing sound.
Yes. Yeah, that bouncing sound, okay? Like you produce a half fatha sound. Ahad, right?
Yeah.
Ahad. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq. Falaq. Haq. Okay? Haq. So that was qalqala sound that we practiced, the different types of qalqala, like the strong one, the weak one, and the normal one. Yes,
yes,
we practiced them. Then we went through the two groups of letters. Do you remember that? For example, the letter ba, how do you say it? Ba. Say it.
Ba.
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 Heavy and light.
Heavy, yes. And light. Heavy and light.
Yes.
Heavy and light groups.
Yes.
So we had these two groups, okay? And actually there were many things that we considered them. We learned them, okay? So we had types of Arabic letters considering their heaviness and lightness. We had heavy letters. We had temporary heavy and light letters.
Yes.
There were some letters, okay, that they were, like sometimes they were heavy, sometimes they were
light.
What was that letter? The
ra.
Letter?
Ra.
Ra. That was great. The letter ra. And the letter? Lam.
Lam.
So, for example, the word Allah. One of the examples was the word Allah or Allahumma. So, when do you say Allah, like heavily? Allah. Heavily.
When before it, it's fatha or...
A dhamma sound. Whenever you have a dhamma or a fatha sound before Allah. The word Allah or Allahumma.
Yes.
Like what do you say?
Allah.
Allahu Akbar.
Yes.
For example. Allah. Or for example, you say Wallahu.
Yes.
Wallahu Alimum. Bima ya'malun. I think there is an ayah like this. So, and whenever you have a kasra sound before the word Allah, the lam of the word Allah will be pronounced
lightly.
How do you say this? For example?
Illah.
Lillah.
Lillah. Or Bismillah. Not Bismillah. Yes. No. This is the beauty of tajweed. Look. If you say Bismillah, is it easier and better? Or Bismillah. It's easier.
Yes.
Faster. And more beautiful, yes? More fluent, that is.
Yes.
So that's why tajweed is all about this, making it beautiful, making it easier and more fluent. So that was about the two groups of these like heavy letters and light letters. So we divided all the letters in these two groups. قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي. How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran. So how many letters were heavy letters? Totally, in general. How many letters were? So, Fawad Haider, how many letters do we have in Arabic?
28.
28 or 29, yeah?
Yes.
If we count alif as a separate alif. Letter. since alif is only used to stretch the sound or prolong the sound. Yes. So if it is counted as the letters, okay? So it is
29.
Like 29 letters we have. So how many letters were there from these 29 letters? How many letters were heavy?
14.
14? Are you sure?
No.
Okay.
How many letters? I think seven.
Seven?
Seven.
Can you add one more?
Eight.
Eight letters.
Yeah.
Yes.
The letter? Ho.
Ho.
Yeah. The letter?
Yeah. Ho. Ho. Sod.
Sod.
Dod.
Ta.
Zo.
Ain.
Ain. No.
No.
Ain. And?
Qaf.
So these eight letters were heavy letters. The rest of them are light letters. So they are pronounced lightly. But remember that the letter lam here, it is a temporary heavy and temporary light.
And also ra?
It depends on the cases, what case it has, yeah?
Also ra?
Ra. Ra is also, but it is among the heavy letters, okay?
Why ayn is not?
Because ayn is a. That's the way light. Arabs pronounce.
Yes.
That's lightly pronounced, okay?
Uh-huh.
Then we had, alhamdulillah, the different, these different groups, and we worked on a lot of examples. Then we continued towards the idgham, ikhfa, iqlab. We said this, so let's talk about ikhfa, idgham, and iqlab, and also idhar.
Idhar.
What is a tanween?
Tanween is a fatha, dhamma, kathra with a
double
noon,
fatha.
Double fatha with
double
a noon fatha? Sound.
A noon sound. Yes. A fatha, kasra, or dhamma plus a noon?
Noon sound.
Yes.
Sakin.
Noon sakin.
Yeah.
Actually, tanween is a sakin a noon, which is pronounced at the end of the words, but not written.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see any noon?
No.
No.
No, you don't see any noon. Kufu one, do you see any noon?
No.
But you hear that noon sound?
Yes.
Is that sakin or mutaharrik? Kufu one.
Sakin.
So tanween is a sakina noon, which is pronounced
yes
at the end of the words. It doesn't come in the middle. Okay, it doesn't come in the middle. For example, you say ko fo, instead of fo you say a tanween fun one, ko fun one. No, you don't have that word. Okay, so tanween does not come in the middle.
Yes,
or at the beginning. It comes at the end. It comes at the end. So that's why these the rules that we apply for the noon sakin, we apply the same rules for the tanween. Either it's tanween fatha, kasra, dhamma. So we had idgham, ikhfa, idhar, and ikhlab for both of them, yeah?
Yes.
So when do we apply the rule idhar?
We don't apply any rule.
Yes, when none of the rules are applied, it is
when
idhar.
None of the rules are applied, it is idhar. Great. So, no. Actually, what letters?
Idhar?
Yeah. When we apply the rule idhar, what letters? What letters? Okay. What was, what were like the
Hamza?
Group of these letters that we apply?
Hamza.
Hamza ha. Ha.
Yeah,
ha.
Ain.
Ain. The brother? Ghain.
Ghain.
Okay. I think you need to review. That's why this session is so much important for you, okay? You got a lesson, okay? Backup and review, okay? All those lessons, inshallah. Today
they
we'll
are...
continue. But let's take a break, inshallah, okay? And we'll be back. Stay with us, respected brothers and sisters who listen to us. Thank you so much. Thanks to Allah Almighty, first and foremost. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network. We will be back. Stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farj.
Let's recite the Quran. a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان